This is A Stone Heart Broken Open, written by Moth Writes and read by Mistborn Hero. An All for the Game podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Neil Justin and Andrew Minyard, as well as the characters Kevin Day, Aaron Minyard, and Caitlin. It is tagged for Friends to Lovers Getting Together. Fake pretend relationship. Summary: Kevin decides Neil needs a date for a banquet. Not only that, but it needs to be a committed relationship too. Neil asks Andrew, his best friend, to be his fake boyfriend and the date. Andrew, of course, agrees. There's just the small fact that Andrew is in love with Neil, and this fake dating thing might just kill him. Okay, background for this universe. Andrew and Aaron were adopted by Bea when they were 12 or 13, and Tilda died in a drug overdose. Drake died in a car crash too, just because we all hate him. For Neil, Mary got them awake, but was killed by Lola, who was caught and imprisoned near Bea's house when Neil was 11. Bea took in Neil, who was later adopted by Waymack and is best friends with Andrew. The Morijamas found him when Kevin went to Palmetto, and they made a deal with Neil in exchange for not being hunted down and protection for Nathan's people. Nathan was killed in prison by some Hartford allies. Neil will go pro and give a percentage of his earnings to them. Like in canon, everything else is the same. Andrew stares at Neil. Neil stares back, blue eyes bright. "Well?" Neil asks. There is just a little bit of nervous bite to his words, barely noticeable. Completely unnoticeable, if you weren't Andrew. If you hadn't been best friends and more than a little in love for over 12 years. Yes or no? Andrew sighs, pretend put out. Fine, Jenki. Once, and you are paying. Neil's smile lights the room and steals the breath from Andrew's lungs. It is sharp and wide, and it pulls all the knotted ropes of scar tissue around his face. Neil smiles like this rarely, and Andrew hates the way it leaves him breathless. Neil flops backwards across Andrew's bed, eyes closed. Andrew watches, remembers, and thinks, fuck. You what? Aaron says flatly. It isn't a question, and the deadpan mirror of Andrew's face emphasizes it. Neil asked me to fake date him. For PR. Andrew says again. He can't believe it himself. Why? Kevin. Fuck Kevin. Andrew hums. Aaron looks at Caitlin, across the room with her friend, and Andrew knows what's coming before it happens. He still curses under his breath and glares when Aaron calls for her and she turns. She slings her arm around Aaron's shoulders, pressing a kiss to his forehead. Andrew keeps his face carefully blank. He and Aaron are better. Now, thanks to Bea, Andrew can tolerate Caitlin, but they'll never be friends. What's up? She says, annoyingly bright. Andrew looks at her, and even from here, Andrew can see the sickening fondness in his eyes. Andrew agreed to fake date Neil for PR. Aaron says, and it is almost cheerful, like he's reveling in Andrew's displeasure. Kevin and Neil's PR agents teamed up with Kevin to nag Neil into getting a date for that fundraiser. Caitlin sprouts Chris and she fights back a smile. Andrew dismisses her attempts to be sympathetic when she says, sure as anything, the Neil Andrew's been in love with for years? The very one, Andrew tusks. Though my money is still on some sort of like homoerotic journeying or shit, he adds. I should have eaten you in the womb, Andrew mutters. Aaron throws him a nasty smirk and a low, but Jed didn't. That makes Caitlin huff a short breath and Andrew to scowl. They let the subject drop with a flash of Andrew's knives, rolling their eyes. Caitlin and Aaron start a conversation about something Andrew doesn't care to listen to. He sits and stares out the closed door. He thinks, I miss when they were afraid of me. He thinks, Nikki better not hear about this. He thinks, I am fucked. Kevin wants them to start acting like a couple in public. Preparation, he says. They'll never believe it if you don't act the part. Neil's agreement is the only thing that keeps Kevin intact. So Andrew suffers silently. Neil holds his hand when they go on walks. A long set compromise. Andrew won't run. And Neil loves running. This satisfies them both. They aren't the type for public affection, but this is tame and quiet and so soft it makes Andrew itch to rip something apart, to tear and pull and break. Neil leans just slightly against Andrew in restaurants, on park benches, even at their apartment. Always with a quiet question. They fall into acting so easily, it brings uncomfortable realizations, Andrew thinks. They've been acting more like lovers than friends for years, and even now, this feels far too natural to be completely fake. The only thing they are missing is the label. And then, it faces into their regular life. They lean against each other under the same blanket when they watch movies. Andrew cooks two sweet breakfasts and Neil makes two strong coffee. This is the same routine they've had since they moved in together, every weekend without fail. Except it's not. It is different. So different, and Andrew suffers for it. Neil is casual and careful in his throwaway touches. He is all gentle brushes of fingers across Andrew's shoulder, tucking his hair away from his face carefully. He is casual contact when Neil hands Andrew his coffee, their fingers overlapping on the cup, and Neil's smile soft and razor-edged. And then, the day of the fundraiser comes. Andrew leans against the counter, staring at Neil's bedroom door. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to feel like this, either, but his life has been cursed since day one, and suffering is eternal. Andrew remembers his call with Bea earlier. She had been supportive, though Andrew could hear the barely held-back laughter in her voice. He knows why. Bea sees everything, and especially when it has to do with Andrew and Aaron. She knew how Aaron felt about Caitlin before Aaron knew himself. B's all-knowingness is one of the few constants he's had since she adopted them as angry 13-year-olds. He would be lying if he said it hadn't grown on him by now. Like a mold or a fungus. He makes a mental note to tell her that. She'll like the analogy. Andrew peeks idly at the cuffs of his suit. He doesn't care about wearing it, but he hates that he has to. He puts the thought of it out of his mind and goes back to door watching. Right on cue, Neil's door creaks open slowly, halfway, then fully open, and Neil is there, just standing. His suit is gray and sharp, and he's made of angles. Neil smiles at Andrew, like it is being torn from him, crooked and sharp, and with twisted scars stretching. Andrew looks and looks and hates himself for the way his stomach surges with something too close to love. "Well, good sir," Neil says dramatically, dipping into a ridiculous bow. Andrew raises a brow when Neil looks up, blue eyes catching his. Neil's grin turns softer, warmer, as he straightens and steps forward. "Shall we go?" Andrew rolls his eyes. "Fuck you, Neil," he says. Neil laughs and they go, leaving for Neil's stupid exy shit. Andrew hopes he will survive. He's made it through this much. He can deal with a little more figurative torture. He was wrong. Andrew downs his second shot in as many minutes and savors the burn of it on his throat. No less than 9 people have told him and Neil that they are a good couple, and at least 3 of those were Neil's teammates. That isn't even the worst part, Andrew thinks. He and Neil aren't going out of their way to act coupley. They are just doing what they always do, and apparently, it is making an impression. Andrew needs more alcohol. He looks around, sees Neil arguing with Kevin in the corner, or maybe not arguing. It could just be very enthusiastic exit talk. Judging by the way their arms are waving and how sharp their gestures are. Both options are equally likely for those two, or some combination. Andrew takes another shot. There is none of the whiskey he prefers, and everything set out is too cheap and poor quality to enjoy for more than getting drunk quick, and grabs 2 bottles of water. It turns out to be the latter when he gets to them. Andrew hears a little, but he tunes it out, and they stop when they see him. Kevin clutches a glass of juice and scowls. Neil gives Andrew a small, private smile. Andrew holds out a bottle of water. Kevin is 6 years sober, and Neil doesn't like drinking, so none of them will drink any more tonight. Andrew doesn't care. He leans against the wall and watches. Neil and Kevin go back to their exit talk, and the night goes more smoothly than expected. They keep Neil carefully away from any reporters, just in case. When Andrew gets home with Neil at his side, it is late. They change into loungewear. Andrew in a black shirt and sweatpants, Neil in a palmetto hoodie and fox-patterned pajama pants from Allison, and collapse onto the couch. It is long past midnight when Andrew shuts off the TV. He sits, watches Neil doze next to him. He'll leave Neil here. He's slept in worse places than their couch, and go to his bed soon. And he does, but he can't help but feel there is something missing. They don't talk about the fundraiser. They don't stop acting. It's not acting anymore, not really. It is a part of them now, the casualness. And then Neil brings it up almost a month later. "Why don't we just make it official?" he said, idly, sitting across from Andrew.
"What?"
"Us," Neil says, gesturing. "We act like a couple already. Why not make it official?"
"Do you want it to be?" Andrew says. "You don't swing."
Because he doesn't. In all the years he's known Neil, he's never seen him interested in anyone. Neil told him, years ago, about his sexuality, just a few days after Andrew had come out to him. Demisexual. Connection before attraction. He'd never thought Neil would feel that for him, though. Andrew looks at Neil and remembers the hours they've spent together. He knows Neil inside out, knows everything about him. Neil is the same for him, he knows.
"Yes or no?"
he asks. Neil smiles, lets out a word on a breath. They lean in, and it is the kiss of years culminated, of years of life with each other, of want, of happiness when Andrew didn't think anything could make him laugh, and the start of many more. Years, kisses, lives. Neil laughs against Andrew's mouth, and his heart, once stone, stutters. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded as a treat for ITPE 2022 for a literal garbage heap.